This is the ICANN 61 ALEC and Regional Leaders Work Session, Part 7, on the 12th of March, 2018, from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. in Room 102 ABC.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a working lunch meeting, which means please do feel free to continue to get your lunch, but also feel free to get on to work. We are here for the purpose of an informal interaction, and I hope frank and fearless conversation between the ALAC Review Working Party and the ALAC leadership, including RALO leaders. Let me remind you that the ALAC Review Working Party is a regionally balanced group which has been managing, in inverted commas, to deal with, in inverted commas, the process of our second review, internal organisational review, and I don't need to go over the bitter and twisted history of some of that and its outcomes. Suffice it to say, we're delighted to have both Khalid and our ever-beloved Leon informally here with us today. We note, of course, that they do hold rather important position in the Organisational Effectiveness Committee and the future of what happens with the implementation planning for any recommendations and implementables out of the second round of ALAC review. To that end, we also want to note that the ALAC writ large, in other words, the whole of the ALAC, is and has been part of the discussion and the working party list, even though the working party itself is a set of appointments to per region and additional ALAC representatives. I'm going to filibust a tiny bit longer while Alan gets ready because I'm nice like that. And I'm going to ask you to quietly take your seats. We're not going to do a set of round robins. This is an informal but highly instructive, we trust, conversation. And it's now over to you, Alan.
Thank you. And I'm now using our new official notification that people should take their seats and stop private conversations as soon as possible. It's amazing how well that works compared to just talking. Certainly, welcome to Liana Khuba Khalid. We have, at large, has one board member. But that doesn't mean we don't have more than one board member who came out of at large.
Indeed.
And Khalid is one of those. So thank you.
You are
Careful. That could be called captured, and we want to make sure we don't allude to that, even if it might
no
be true. I noted that I went back to the mailing list that we used for the working party, and I believe it was created on something like March 5th, 2015. So we are now entering our fourth year. And I also note that under the original organizational review bylaw, these reviews have to be done every 3 years. So in parallel with doing this, we should be starting a new one, at least under the old rules. I hope that's taken as a joke. This has been a long process. I don't think any of us want to recount some of the recent history. But at this point, I think there is a sense of urgency among all parties to figure out a way forward and get this doing. The purpose of these reviews is to look at issues within an ACNSO and hopefully address them. And the review did identify a number of issues, some of which we believe are not worthy of significant work, and some of which definitely are. And what we need is a way to go forward to actually start the work of implementation. Some of us are a bit tired of writing documents that only yield other documents. At this point, from my understanding, the OEC needs something that will clearly say what is going to be done and be able to make a recommendation to the board to adopt it. And I hope what we are talking about presenting to the OEC, and most of you, I believe, have seen a draft of that, is a document that relates the issues to what we think we can do, and that is what the last OEC did ask for as an overall methodology going forward. And I guess what I'd like out of this meeting is, do we have a level of comfort from the two OEC and board members here that this is a viable way forward and we should put more effort into finishing it, or do we do something else? And I did state at a meeting of ACSO chairs and Joran on Friday that my personal fallback plan is to, if this doesn't work, is to stall until I'm no longer chair and leave it to someone else to worry about. But I hope that's not the case, and I would really like to see, while I am still chair, us starting a substantive implementation of whatever it is we're going to implement. And I guess I'd like to turn it over to either Leon or Khaled to give us a little bit of feedback and guidance as to how we move forward. Thank you.
He's very clever.
Cheryl, yeah. Or I can keep on talking until...
he's very clever. He wants to eat. So, first of all, Alan, thank you so much, because that's really an honor for me to be part of the at-large, and my background is the LSS's, the LSF Tunisia, Afra Law. That was my background, my first family, and my eternal family, so thank you for that. After saying that, let me just make sure that I'm personally here on my capacity as board member, not as a chair of the OEC, and I will be more interested to hear from you, and I heard your concern, and I completely acknowledge them, and I can assure you that we are taking into consideration those concerns. And to my personal belief and my personal decision, the OEC will probably have one last discussion internally about any draft that will be provided to the OEC, and then give the right recommendation to the board to move on. My personal belief is that I also would like to see the review, the at-large review, move and go to a situation that the at-large will be happy with and the community will be happy with, because we want to make sure that the review is something that answers, first of all, the need of the community before everything else. I will not be able to answer any question, honestly. I would love to hear from you, from every member of the ALAC and from the at-large leadership. We have seen, we have discussed this in the past with Alan, with everyone, and we are pretty comfortable with the situation where we are now. So I will just say that we will be discussing in the very soon meeting, the upcoming meeting of the OEC, and we would for sure have a decision made by that time. I don't know if Leon would like to.
Thank you very much, everyone. It's good to be back home. And it's good to, thank you. And it's good to have lunch at home. So what else could I ask for? And, well, I think it's been clear that we're here in our personal capacity and not in, not even as our, in our board members' capacity, but rather as friends sitting here. And, first of all, I would like to congratulate and commend those who have been working so hard in building the different documents that have been worked upon and that are now informally at least submitted to some members of the OEC, and I hope that will soon be formally submitted for the OEC to review and to actually make some decisions on it. I am aware, I've been talking to many of you, and I am aware that we have time pressure, and most of all, I am very happy to see that there is this urgency to actually begin implementing the different the plan that has been built by the at-large review working party in order to improve the way you do things here in the ALAC and, of course, the larger at-large community. So I guess I'm very thankful to you, Alan, Cheryl, Holly, Maureen, everyone that has actually been very active in this. And as Khaled said, I think the most fruitful thing we can do today is to listen to you and to continue to understand your concerns. I'm not a stranger to these concerns because I've been part of this, and it's really fresh in my mind and in my skin still.
The scars haven't healed.
No, not at all. So it's the wounds are fresh still. So, I on a personal note, I really liked the way you framed the issues and how you mapped them to very concrete actions that I think actually can deal with the issues that have been risen by the reviewer. So I would like to, of course, welcome any comments and questions that you might have so that we can continue to have these dynamics and this inertia and this this dialogue on how we can bring this review to the best end possible and how we can actually make improvements to the at-large community for the benefit of end users. So back to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. On the point of view of, you know, on whose behalf are you here, although I had no illusions when I became chair of ALAC, it would have been quickly reinforced to me that I am not empowered to speak on behalf of ALAC unless ALAC has made a decision. I can give opinions of where I think it might go, but that even that's a rather risky thing to do. And I just came from a discussion on GDPR where we have not made a decision, so I hope I did that right. And I fully understand you're not here on behalf of either of them and are not speaking on behalf, but you are two individuals who have some insight as to how these groups might think, and that is what we were looking for. One more clarification. This document, I thank Leon for saying it's roughly in the right area. This document was not written as an implementation plan. You know, it's not a list of things we're going to do. It's at the level that I believe the ICANN board should be involved in. And, yes, we will have to flesh it out. But we're deliberately trying to keep it sparse and not promise to do things until the people who are going to have to implement it actually decide what it is they can do in a reasonable time frame. So you said you would like to have a decision from the OEC the next time they meet. Can you tell us when that is so we have a target? When do we have to get this final document? Because what we have here is a draft. I don't know how much it will change. There certainly is going to have to be some preambles before it. We can't just toss a table at you. well, we could, but I'm not sure that's wise. What time frame are you looking at for your next OEC meeting so we can know whether we can make that and what our target is?
So normally the next OEC meeting will be during the next board workshop in May, beginning May. So ideally, end of April, we will have something at least for the OEC to look at it before the meeting.
So we're talking about Third week in April at the very latest.
Yep.
Very latest.
That's a target I think we can work to. And we'll turn the floor open to anyone, over to anyone who has any comments or thoughts. I did ask Cheryl, does she want to comment? And she said no, we'll just turn open it up. But of course, Cheryl is one of the people who can put her hand up.
Cheryl Langdon, off the record. In fact, I may just begin and perhaps start to get your digestive juices slowed and your thinking ones started. Just to make sure both Kaid and Nian are very clear on where the ALAC Review Working Party and the ALAC and regional leaders are with this draft, is this draft, whilst the kernel of editors and drafters out of the review working party, and Leon escaped this, but he knows exactly. What. We haven't actually found anyone brave enough to replace you, Leon, which worries me greatly. But anyway, whilst we are very familiar with it because this is a document that's been churned amongst us, the ALAC and the regional leaders and the rest of the review working party have not had this particular table framework for very long at all, and they have in fact only had one opportunity during yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, it feels like a blur sometimes, but I think it was in the last 36 hours at least, to have any sort of informational interaction and Q&A with us as well. So whilst, as Alan said, we're not envisaging enormous changes, there may be text changes. There may be, certainly, as Alan said, it needs to be sandwiched between preamble and some explanation. It needs to be made very clear that the title is somewhat, just slightly, misleading, because as an implementation proposal, it is vastly inadequate. This is a bridging document to assist the Organisational Effectiveness Committee provide the ICANN board with sufficient detail that should they wish to resolve that we do go ahead and plan and implement a number of things to remediate or modify or rectify issues raised in an independent review and the following process, that they have enough to look at and understand that we have mapped. Can I use that word now, Alan? Am I allowed to use mapped again now? Good. We have mapped the issues identified with a form of response. So with that as a preamble, we've got John. Over to you.
No, we're going to have me first.
Okay, we're having Alan first.
Okay. Yesterday was the first time we had a minor opportunity to discuss this. The document has been distributed to the ALAC and the Working Party several weeks ago, with the exception of two people who were omitted from the list accidentally. And I will say I added the title on the fly, I think, on the plane over here. So the title was indeed not well thought out. And that being said, most of the information there is not new. It was extracted from our previous responses and, in fact, from the mapping that MSSI did with some rewording. There's one or two new ideas in there because the world has changed since we started this process 6 months ago, or started the answering process 6 months ago. And with that, John is the first. Go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you for coming and seeing us today. I have a question that's sort of process related, and early on in the review process, Cheryl, I had a look at the original survey instrument, and Cheryl asked me to take a look at it. I did. There were many issues with it, issues that, as a scholar myself, I had grave concerns about the research at that point in time. Going forward, how do I voice those concerns in an effective way to have a positive effect beyond simply editing a survey? Thank you.
Cheryl Langdon, off the record. I'm happy to take that, John. Look, how to do this politely? Well, be damned, I won't. It's not our job to rectify poorly performed performances of the past from people who we have no control over at all. We did our job, and you were a vital part of that job, by offering clear expertise and guidance, firmly rooted in the experience and specific work of our part of the ICANN organisation. What was done with that is not actually our fault, and certainly not our problem to solve. What some future ICANN MSSI member or a person from or subcommittee of the Organisational Effectiveness Committee or the board may wish to do if they're looking at future structure, that's an entirely different question. They know where we live. I'm pretty sure they can contact us. So it's nice for us to offer to do remediation, but it's really not our job to do remediation. That said, however, you know very well, because you've been part of it, we took an awful lot of time responding at each point of the process. So I personally don't feel that our collective voice has been inadequately heard. I think the ridiculous amount of human hours that has gone into responding to this is a sad testimony to a system that needs radical reform. And if they would like to get onto you, me, or anyone else to help them do a better job next time, that would be welcome. Okay.
Just to be clear, the OEC in October asked for a mapping between the issues raised and the ALAC at large proposals. The word recommendation from the items review was not mentioned in that sentence.
No.
So let us not focus on how this could have been done better, but what we have to do now to go forward.
What he said.
Who do we have? I guess we can go back to our lunch then.
Well, that's that sorted. Alan, it's probably... Cheryl Langdon, for the record, it is probably wise because I'm noticing in the Adobe Connect room that there are people who would like to at least do a High Points and Holidays tour of the document. If we just go through it and just note some of the features in each, that does two things. It allows those who need a second reading to refresh themselves on the points to have that now. And it also puts to the record of our informal meeting what we're talking about for frame of reference. Thank you.
I think you were asking me to do that, and I'll be glad to. I said we won't use the word recommendation, but I will here. The at-large review report had 16 recommendations, and with each of them they had an issue, and the issue is what we're focusing on, not their proposed solution. The first issue was, can we scroll back to number one, please? Thank you. The first issue was that we should worry about quality, not quantity, in terms of our advice and other comments, and our brief response is we already do. We can demonstrate with statistics that we have carefully been doing that. We do acknowledge the website did not reflect that well. It did not reflect the differentiation between comments and advice, for instance, very well, and we are working to fix that problem. Number two was a statement that we have significant difficulty getting people other than those who are in this room, and sometimes even those in this room, to actively participate in the policy commenting process and participate in policy development processes. That is definitely an issue. It was an issue that was presented to the reviewers, and it was an issue that at the start of the review we were already starting to address. Unfortunately, with the IANA transition and accountability, priorities changed. But our plan at this point still is to, number one, focus on getting people. And I'm not differentiating between individual unaffiliated members or people who are parts of ALSs, to getting people to understand what we're doing and capture some small number of them. As I pointed out, if we have about 240 ALSs, If we could get one person from one out of every three ALSs to be really active, that's an additional 80 workers. And I don't know if we could manage a lot more than that. Our target is a number of different outreach and engagement mechanisms so that we can make sure that we reach people who might be interested in the rather arcane things we do and engage them. Cheryl.
Thank you, Alan. Just Cheryl Langdon off the record. Just on that point, I think it's important that we also recognise that just sitting around this table, not our extended family, but this table right now, I count 9 people actively engaged in GNSO policy development and 3 that are passionately involved with the CCNSO processes. So I wouldn't call that underrepresented from a group of 15 ALAC member appointees and 5 RALOs who could perhaps reasonably suggest they have a leadership of 2 or 3 each. So, yeah, let's put this into perspective, shall we? I think we're doing not too shabby. Shall we do better? Should we take it out to the edge communities? Absolutely. But we are not poor performers, and I would put those stats up against constituencies within the homes of those support organisation policy development processes any damn day of the week. That said, was Cheryl getting grumpy? Yes. That was an aside. That said, I also am very aware, because of my role with the GNSO Council, that right now the considerations in the Council are how we can rationalise the ridiculously large number of members and participants coming into their precious PDP processes and slowing it down with all of this opinion and input. So
we'll just stop participating and help solve their problem for them. That's really easy. Our challenge always has been, how do we engage and get involved the people who don't have the privilege of showing up at meetings and understanding what ICANN really is? And to some extent, that is a problem that is going to be with us forever, because it was built into the DNA of the architecture of at-large that was given to us. And short of trying to change that completely and basically telling all of at-large today, go away, we're starting from scratch, we have to try to make it work. So anyway, that's our attempt, and we believe we will be moderately successful if we're given the proper resources to do this. And the resources will be an issue. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan, Cheryl. And I think that one more thing that we could do is to be more loud about what the at-large community is doing in the different processes that you are contributing to. Because I know for a fact that there is a lot of at-large people contributing a lot of work and a lot of hours and a lot of pain and et cetera, to PDP processes all over the ICANN ecosystem. But maybe what we're failing to do is to create awareness on this work that we are delivering to the wider community. So I think that not only we need to go, as you both said, but we also need to be better at communicating and telling everyone outside the at-large community what we are actually doing, because that will actually make the at-large work, not to say self-sustainable, because that's not the right word, but actually demonstrate that we, as end users, exactly, as end users, we are adding a ton or tons of value to the ICANN ecosystem.
Holly, one is Holly, go ahead.
To add to that, I think it's a little bit hard to demonstrate completely, because you can count up the number of people in a working group. That doesn't necessarily reflect. You can count on the sort of conversations that are had here. That's hard to document. If you're looking at how much time do we have as volunteers, it's limited anyway. I think I'd rather spend the time in contributing. In terms of metrics, we've tried at metrics, and it's a later point that will come up. we have to think of ways to, I think, quantify what we do without detracting from the limited amount of time we have. But I do take a deep breath and go, hard to quantify. We can try with metrics. I'm pretty sure that I think we'd rather spend our time contributing, and I'm sure there are other ways we can strengthen that, but, you know, measuring is going to be a bit of a challenge, and obviously has been.
Just to clarify, metrics can be a part of being more loud about what we're doing, but there are also other ways of actually creating awareness of what we are doing within the ICANN ecosystem. So, yeah, I mean, I also rather be contributing and using our time in feeding into the PDP process rather than creating a process, right, to measure that.
A process to measure the exactly. process of contributing to the process.
Exactly.
Khaled?
Just a personal thought and a follow-up with what Cheryl said about the participation. I think personally that the technology is better when it is invisible for the end user. It's important for us to think about participation from an expertise side. We need more expert. We need more new blood with expertise, not new blood without expertise. There is no need for us to have 3-4 billion internet users involved within ICANN. It's even impossible for us to manage. But we need, for sure, new membership in the at-large community. At the same time, that we need also to preserve the expertise that have been gained by the expert that we have around the table here today and the family of the at-large. So there is a certain balance. We need to find it. It's probably difficult to find that balance, but it's not really important for us to focus only on having new members. It's probably the expertise which is more important than the membership number.
Sorry, Holly, say it.
Following up directly, one thing that AP Rallo has done, and I think other Rallos have done as well, is a mentoring program, so that, in fact, you're talking about a transfer of knowledge. That's what we've done in a limited way. We've just started, but it's something we're aware we have to do.
Okay.
To
pass this session officially ends in an hour. In 15 minutes. So if we want to go through this, we're going to have to go back to it a little bit. We'll talk about participation again when we come to one of the later items, and I think it'll also answer some of the issues you raised. Can go on to number three, please. Number three, the issue was staff resources are disproportionately focused on administration and not policy. And we accept the fact that they are very significantly focused on administration and helping us run meetings and keeping everything greased. We do not feel it's inappropriate, it's disproportionate. Although we are using and will increase the use of staff to help write documents, we are not creating 50 and 200-page documents like the GNSO does. We're not writing major policy where we need, you know, authors to manage and oversee a major drafting process. And we believe we are using it appropriately now. We will be requesting support in a number of other areas, particularly in relation to number two, and contacting people and putting things in words that are understandable. But we do not believe that it is disproportionate at all. But there are staffing implications that we will be looking at in the detailed implementation. Cheryl?
Thank you, Alan. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. And, of course, what we're looking at here is the inability to discern the vast difference and important to us between something labelled as administration and what actually happens, which is facilitation. And so the facilitatory value to the communities is simply not measured or recognised in this, but I think that's something in our implementation we will recognise and we will make sure is clearly delineated. Thanks.
Number four was we should abolish the ALT and return the decision-making powers back to the ALAC. And our answer simply is the ALT does not make decisions. It never has. It doesn't according to our rules, and it doesn't according to practice. It is advisory to the chair, and this chair values that. The next chair may not. Number five. Uneven contribution of at-large to a coordinated ICANN strategy in outreach and engagement. Missed opportunities for coordination with other constituencies and ICANN staff. I'm not sure ICANN has a coordinated outreach and engagement for individual users. And interestingly enough, my recollection is, and I can't quite read that from here, I'm afraid, is that the recommendations, the issue said we don't coordinate with staff. The recommendation, which we're not supposed to be talking about, said we don't coordinate with outside bodies like ISOC. So the two were not connected at all. Our response is, to the extent that the mission of ICANN allows and additional funding is available, we do work with other people. And to the extent that anyone within ICANN, including GSE, wants to work with us, we do. And GSE is actually the only internal part of ICANN that we meet with at every meeting and give them significant time just because of those synergies. So we believe, in fact, we're doing that to the best extent we can, and we will continue. Maureen, go ahead.
Yes, just following on from that, I would just like to sort of add that, I would say it's with many of us, when we're organising events, they generally include other organisations. I mean, that's the whole point. You know, we endeavour to go to those events where we know we can actually work cooperatively and collaboratively with other organisations, ISTAR organisations. Also, you know, the collaboration that's even taken place at this meeting where we've got had the NCUC ALAC joint event, which was well attended. You know, like, I mean, this is really what the community wants. So, we're doing it.
And we'll continue to do it, yeah.
We can't see the fourth column here, but I believe it says we'll continue.
Ongoing.
Thank you. Next one. Number six, the election processes are excessively complex and have been open to allegations of unfairness.
Oh,
some of our election process...
Somebody doesn't...
Excuse me. Some of our election processes, specifically the one process associated with the board member selection, is complex compared to what anyone else in ICANN does. It is not that different from the NOMCOM, but it was developed through a bottom-up process. The only place they mentioned allegations of unfairness is in that issue, and it wasn't clear what that was in relation to, so it's hard to answer it. We believe that something developed by the community is appropriate. If the community chooses to change it, that is also appropriate, and it will evolve as it does after every one of the selections we've done so far, and we've done three of them. Mm-hmm. We go back and tweak the rules because we discover something that needs minor adjustment. If there's ever a desire in the community by general consensus to change it radically, then that will happen. But That's where the initiatives should come. And of course, again, in relation to recommendations, the concept of allowing anyone in the world to apply and then we select one randomly, wants that outcome should look at the list of some of the people who have applied in the past. They are public. And do we really want a random selection? Next number.
Olivier,
please go ahead briefly.
Yes, thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. And in fact, it's interesting to see that we regularly have this criticism of saying, well, the election process is too complex, because some still think that the election process that was the initial at-large elections worldwide, when everybody had a vote to put people directly on the board and which ended up in a bit of a shambles, it should be the process that we should be using. And, of course, there's some reticence in this, certainly in this group, because of the historical significance of the the results that we got back then and the way that this was gamed. So I think that we're in a just middle position, but there will always be people who will want more and some less. Thank you.
Thank you. Number seven, excessive amounts of community time are spent on process and procedure at the expense of policy development. What I didn't say in what we don't say in the comment or in our response is if you look at the GNSO Council, the first GNSO review said the GNSO should not be setting policy, it should be managing the process. Well, although we are not, at large is not a policy development organization, the at-large advisory committee is very much managing the process of making sure at-large works. It is not unreasonable we spend a fair amount of time in these meetings when we have a chance to decide how things go if we spend some of our time on administration. That being said, we acknowledge the fact that, again, our web presence and wiki presence did not reflect the reality, and the reviewers chose to believe not what we said, but what was written on the web. And that is being corrected, and we will no longer list 30 defunct committees as if they are active, which was unfortunately the case. Next, number eight, social media and internet-based tools should be used more effectively and at minimal cost. Now, that was an interesting value judgment that was put in in an issue to continuously survey and channel end-user input into ICANN decision-making. It's not at all clear that continuously surveying people, is at minimal cost. People who are in that business seem to think it's an expensive business. That being said, we are using social media. We have a working group that looks at that regularly, and to the extent that ICANN actually has a policy on how it uses social media, we'd be delighted to work together with ICANN staff on that. Next. Need for increased at-large awareness and staff training regarding social media. That is basically the same item, and we're not going to go into it a lot more. We have always had some staff members, to the extent they were available to us, working on social media. Number 10, there are a multitude of communication channels and at large, and we should restrict it to one, essentially saying we should get rid of our wiki, get rid of our mailing list, and use some other tool. We use exactly the same tools that are used throughout ICANN. We do not have the right to unilaterally tell ICANN IT what to support, and we are continually, through our technology task force, looking at the possibility of new tools that will help. That being said, we have a wide community that is subject to very different constraints, some legal constraints as to what tools they can even access, and very much bandwidth and cost of bandwidth. Next one. Stop holding Atlas meetings and start holding General Assemblies is what it said. We did point out we do hold General Assemblies, and we believe that keeping people only in the silos of their region does not in the long term support what we're trying to do. And we have to occasionally have some level of cross-pollination. And, of course, that's always going to be subject to funding. Next, 12. ALAC input in a coordinated ICANN outreach. ALAC input to a coordinated ICANN outreach program is suboptimal. Number one, it's not clear we have a coordinated ICANN outreach program. Number two, it's the same as number five. We do it to the extent possible and the extent practical, given volunteer resources and money. 13, need more, we have Olivier who wants to comment. Go ahead, Olivier, very briefly, please.
Thank you, Alain. Olivier Capanablon speaking. It is worth noting that the RALOs coordinate extensively with their regional vice president and have an outreach strategy on a regional basis. However, as you very well noted, and I think that would be welcome, is the fact that we are not given unlimited funding for doing this. And of course, outreach does require funding. So it's well understood that we're doing as much as we can, provided what the funding is at present. Thank you.
Just to note that the very previous session was the lax space. So.
Yeah. Next one, systematic RALO participation in regional events. The same answer. We do to the extent we can and limited by ICANN's mission. Ricardo, we're already out of time right now, so if you have an intervention. Okay, thank you.
Here we go.
14, need for an innovative approach to funding a revitalized at-large. I would be delighted, but their suggestion to use at-action funds is not going to fly. And number two, we probably could go out and find sponsors, but I believe we have no choice but to use ICANN funds. So that was an interesting thing. They could not understand why we weren't appreciating their generosity, but... so be it. 15, need to reinforce impact of outreach and engagements activities. Again, there was not a real link between what they were talking about and what the issue said. But what they ended up saying is we should document all possible funding opportunities for travel in a single place. Our comment to that is replicating information from multiple places and then having it out of date is not productive. We do agree that we should point to it all in one place. They also said we must document exactly how much money people could and who gets it. And that to a large extent...
It is already
there. It's done for some events. We do it to the dollar for... ICANN meetings. For other events, ICANN's policy is it's not available, and the only time anyone has ever asked it required a document disclosure request to get it. So that's largely ICANN policy. That being said, if at large is subject to such scrutiny, everyone else should be too.
We've got about 10 minutes, which I think is enough time to allow for a round of questions at the end as well.
Absence of consistent performance metrics, we agree. It is something we have worked on sporadically. It got shelved during the IANA transition and accountability efforts because the same people who were working on metrics were working on that. And it was a matter of priorities. That being said, how do you track real performance, real activity, as opposed to just someone has an auto dialer connect to a meeting and then plays, you know, World of Warfare while the meeting's going on. You can't quite do that. So we are struggling with how to do it, but we agree to the extent that we can come up with some level of metrics to measure individual performance, we should be doing it, and we will. That is part of the implementation, should we ever get to implementation of this review. And that is number 16. Cheryl tells me, even though we've run out of time, we have 10 more minutes, and I should open the floor. First of all, to Khalid or Leon, and then anyone else. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. We appreciate you give us this level of details about the issues. Just let me explain a little bit our expectations from the board perspective. Our expectation would be to have a document that would allow the OAC to give a recommendation to the board at the next meeting, as I said, in May. And this recommendation, in fact, needs to be, I mean, from the OEC perspective, we need to give the board a recommendation that are capable to be measured. So we will expect that we have some sort of evaluation and monitoring of the implementation. And also, it's very important from the board perspective that we take into consideration the financial element of any implementation effort. As you know, the budget is now, I mean, it's an important decision element in every single decision at the board level. So this is something that we will expect, and we look forward to receive from you the document. Thank you.
Thank you. I think all of that is understood. Certainly, we would, as part of our implementation, be giving regular reports to whoever chooses to read it. Much of it will be a yes, it's done, no, it isn't done, so it's an easy metric. Some of it will actually be metrics of measuring numbers. Eduardo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Eduardo Diaz for the record.
I just want to mention not something specific about this, but my impression of how the result of these recommendations, and is it, I don't know if you're the right channel or not, but whoever, I don't know how or how it's these companies that do these reviews are selected. But, you know, when we look at these recommendations, we all saw that they did not do enough background research into how ICANN works, because, you know, saying one recommendations that we have to start from scratch is, didn't make any sense to us. I mean, to me. But.
Yeah. Well, Khaled, and then I realize I didn't answer your comment on budget, and I'll come back after, with once you finish. Thank you.
So very quickly, I will go through the idea of what we are now talking into in the OEC. And the idea is that we are learning a lot from the reviews, the at-large review, the others. We are learning so much. It's something new, something we are experiencing after the new bylaw. But there is other element which we are talking about as well, which is the reason why we have the reviews. The reason why we have the reviews is something that we all agree on as community. It's, we also say this is a theory of change, that we all agree on it. What is this theory of change? It's what is what's written explicitly in the article number 4 in the bylaw, and it says, through independent review, we will improve accountability and transparency. This is the theory of change. But as every theory of change, it needs to be scientifically proven by impact assessment and by measurement. Unfortunately, this have not been done at all. So this is what the OEC is looking for. We will probably have we will wait for the first round of reviews to finish, so we will be able to have data, and we will use that data within an external consultancy company that use the different methodology of impact assessment that the World Bank use, that the IFC use, that the different big organizations use for big programs. And instead of going forward with correcting the reviews, let's have a step back and answer the first question, which we all need to. Are we having impact from those reviews or not? I'm not sure that there is an answer yet. I will not be able to give any answer. But I'm sure that the scientific methodology of measuring an impact will provide us with an answer. And then it's up to the community to decide how to move on with. It's either we keep the reviews, correct them, streamline them, find the better way to do them, or probably find another way to do the accountability and transparency. There is thousands and millions of ways to improve the accountability and transparency.
I must admit, I have to disagree with you. You said we don't know if there's been any impact. I look at the term impact as what happens when a car traveling at a high speed hits a brick wall. There has been an impact. We are what I thought we were looking for was a positive impact. We are looking for positive impact, not just impact. The amount of work that has been put into this review so far is impact,
but not
one we really wanted.
I guess what Khaled wants to say, we
knew what he was saying.
Yeah, but I mean it's true. We need to find out whether that impact is being positive or negative.
Yes.
So, to that end, I think that this recommendation 16 or the issue map as number 16. Is key to this, right? Developing metrics so that we are able to appropriately measure by whatever means we decide, or by whatever method we decide. Developing this will be key into actually allowing us to measure the impact and the value that the at-large community is building to the ICANN ecosystem.
Okay. We are having a hard time and have had a hard time developing metrics for performance of individuals. We have lots of metrics. When we are talking, you know, one of the metrics we didn't have a time to talk about today is we have demonstrable metrics to show we bring lots of new people into at large. Our real problem is we don't retain them. We have hard numbers, real facts and graphs that will demonstrate that. So it's not as if we don't have any metrics at all. We have lots of metrics. We don't have ones on a certain aspect, which happens to be a critical one. In terms of budget, when we envisioned the timeline for this, we believed we would have a motion and action of the board in time to both submit additional budget requests for this coming year and to make a comment in the draft operational plan and budget. We have missed both of those. So to the extent there's going to be budget needed to do any of this implementation, and during the implementation phase, the first part of planning it, is going to be estimate what are the implications in terms of staff or other costs. We will have to do that through an ad hoc process for this current year or defer the implementation and hopefully build it into the various budget instruments we have going forward. We are not going to be in a position to put budget costs on this document at this time because we haven't done that level of detailed planning. We had Kylie. Yeah, sorry, did you want to respond to that?
Just to say that I think that the costing of whatever we are going to implement should be costed by finance staff, and then we'll move forward by that.
And any implementation we propose is going to be contingent on available resources, both volunteer staff and dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's clear. Kylie,
yeah,
and then we're going to have
you.
To wrap up.
Yeah, just very quick. I have been very disappointed about the selection of items as the independent party, and I would suggest that we review how the next time, how the that party or agency to be selected. And thank you.
Noted. Leon?
Thanks, Kylie and Ed, for your comments on this. I'm not only listening to you, but I'm feeling your pain. So, so believe me. I mean, there have been very strong comments about it, and I will continue to be very firm about how this moves forward, so that we continue to act in the best interest of the organization and the community.
My final wish is, let's not personalize problems. It's not about items, it's not about persons, it's about process and way how to do things. I mean, point taken. I mean, as said by Leon, we feel the pain, but it's not only about persons.
To be honest, we've had a lot of organizational reviews in ICANN, and a lot of them have not gone well in terms of actually producing effective results. So, yeah, the details, however, are different, and we need to learn something from them going forward. Cheryl?
No, just to say, I wanted to just really thank everybody for the informal and I think quite productive time we've had here today. I know it's hard to get time in everyone's agenda, not the least of which, you know, Alan literally left stage while the rest of the presenters he was impaneled with were still speaking. Thank you for squeezing this into your schedule. It really is valuable. Olivier, it is your meeting that we're running into. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I was just wondering where the next steps were and on timelines as well. And since we have the chair of the OEC, maybe he could enlighten us as to where we're going from here.
I believe that was addressed. They are having a meeting at the retreat in May. Our target is to get a document to them prior to that.
Just to remind, that is the major action item out of this. We need to have this raring and ready to go with bells and whistles all on it, wrapped up in a bow, third week of April. So let's get to work on that. And thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
One quick question. If we get you a document and the OEC considers it at that retreat, is there any chance it will go to the board at that retreat or be deferred to the next meeting? The answer could be yes, no, or we don't know. So the answer is no.
Exactly.
So we will not have an answer from the board until at least probably the June.
62.
Okay. Thank you all.
Please clear your tables quickly, promptly. There is another meeting starting right now. And can I also make sure we thank our fabulous interpretation staff and the technical team? As ever, we would be almost mute, in my case, without you.
And may I personally ask John LaPrise and Glenn McKnight to come talk to me for 5 minutes?
And I want to announce tomorrow the celebration of Narralo at noon. We're celebrating 11th year, and it's going to be fun. Make sure you win tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure to be back home.